Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We've got Sherry Phillips with us this week here on the big program. And we wanted to have Sherry on today to discuss her music, her background, and everything else. And you can get more information at SherryPhillipsMusic.com. That's SherryPhillipsMusic.com. Sherry Phillips joins us today here on the program. Sherry, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in Nashville. We had a little snow this morning, but now the sun's up, so I'm pretty happy.
Now, let's talk a bit about your background here. How did you get started doing the music thing?
Well, I started singing when I was about five. It's always been in my blood. I loved it. Started doing solos early on and got in my first rock band when I was in high school. And then I started touring when I was about 19 in my band called Hangman's Daughter.
Now, Sherry Phillips joins us today. You can find her on Facebook at facebook.com/SherryPhillipsMusic, and she's also on YouTube as well. Sherry, your background is incredible. Tell us about some of the music you've done over the years.
Well, I have, like I said, I started in the rock and roll scene for many years, probably 15 years, and while I was doing that, I got to toured with Pat Benatar and Three Dog Night and did some gigs with No Doubt and Train, and it was just awesome. That was just an awesome time. It was all through the 90s, and then we got to Nashville, and I ended up quitting the band, and I did a gospel CD and a children's CD, and I've just recently, a couple of years back, I did a more spiritual, inspirational CD called I Am Home. And I went and had a baby, took about 3 years off, and I'm coming back, and I just released my newest album called Nobody But Me, and it's just freaking awesome. It's back to my roots. It's some rock, some blues, some inspiration, a little bit of everything.
We've got Sherry Phillips with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and we wanted to get her on today to talk about her music and everything else. Now, you've done some amazing stuff. We're going to play some of your music here in a few moments. Tell us a little bit about Rose in the Wreckage. Tell us about this.
Oh, my gosh. Rose in the Wreckage. Well, that is on my newest CD, and that I'm coming out this last year. I'm coming through a divorce and just lots of shifting and transitioning, and that whole song was written by my friend Stephanie Urbina Jones, and it really speaks into that place where you feel like you're devastated and you're not sure how you're going to walk through it. But then, like a rose coming blooming out of the wreckage, you become better than you've ever been. And there's one line in that song that I love. It's called, "There's a freedom that comes from losing everything, and there's always a spring after the winter." It's just awesome. I love it. It spoke to me, so I put it on my CD.
Well, we're going to play that tune. If you want to hold on just a second, we'll play that tune, and when we get back, we'll have more with Sherry Phillips. You can get more information on Reverb Nation and YouTube. We'll talk about Sherry here in a few moments. Here's Rose in the Wreckage here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
6 months. Lots of transition, lots of loss, lots of surprises. And my dear friend Stephanie wrote this song quite a while back when she was going through her divorce. And I've heard her sing it, and I'm so proud and honored to get to sing it tonight. Called Rose in the Wreckage.
When you
Rose in the Wreckage, and it's Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Back with Sherry Phillips on the broadcast. Sherry, let's talk a little bit about music and different things here. What's some of the top reasons why you want to play music?
Mostly, it's my medicine, honestly. All through my life, you know, I've had a lot of loss and just some interest. You know, I've had a very rich life, and it's always been the thing that, you know, if I'm feeling happy, it makes me feel happier. If I'm feeling sad, it helps me move that out as well. It's just, it's awesome. And when I'm on stage and I'm having that experience of just feeling like I'm being downloaded, and then I can tell the crowd is having that same experience, and that energy that happens, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, and for me, I can't imagine not singing. It's really what keeps my life full of purpose and passion.
We've got Sherry Phillips joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and she's with us today talking about music and everything else. What's been some of your best shows that you've done in the past?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, I mentioned that I got to tour with Three Dog Night, and
yep.
I was terrified. I'm a huge fan, and one of the bigger shows that we did with them, I ended up getting a standing ovation, and I did an encore, and I did a standing ovation for that as well. And just that sense of, I don't know, it was so amazing to have their fans appreciate my music and myself so much. It was one of those moments I thought, okay, if I do nothing else, this is golden right here. And so that was one of my highlights, and also opening for Pat Benatar was pretty much the same experience, and, you know, getting to be with someone I really respect as an artist and getting to be in her world for a while. It was just, those are two of the best, you know, in terms of my full career, like, those are the best ones. And then here in Nashville, I got to do an amazing show. It was a Muscle Shoals tribute show.
And that's cool.
So all the surviving artists that played on, like, Aretha Franklin albums, they were here in Nashville, and I got to play on stage with them and sing some Aretha songs and just pay tribute to them. So those are three of the best experiences I think I can bring up.
We've got Sherry Phillips with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And you've got an amazing musical background. What kind of, delve us a little bit more into your musical background. What's that like?
Well, let's see. I don't know. I think the thing that started me off really knowing how to get my voice to do what I wanted it to do, I was in the a cappella chorus actually in high school. Oddly enough, I was saying first soprano, and we were state champions, so I really, really, really had to figure out how to sing, how to make my voice work, how not to hurt it, you know? And I think that's really, that's kept me floating for years, and being able to just sing my ass off and not lose my voice, and that's stuck with me. People say, have you ever been classically trained? And I'm like, you know, that's as good as I got, the training I got through that teacher, Mr. Lewis. Out there, I was like, I've held on to that for years.
We've got Sherry Phillips with us today. Tell us about Under the Sun. We're going to play that here in a few moments.
Oh, excellent choice. That's an original from when I was in Hangman's Daughter, and my ex-husband and I wrote that song. And it was inspired by the idea of, you know, that forbidden love, that feeling, you know, if you're gay or straight or whatever, someone that you can't, you feel like you shouldn't be seen in public with, or you have to keep it a secret. And the concept of that song is to be able to have the freedom just to walk out into the world and love who you love and have that joy that comes with that sense of, you know, freedom and no shame.
We're going to play that right now. It's Under the Sun, and it's here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
I wanna find someone to call my own, so I can love, and I wanna be loved. I wanna show you you're the one I'm thinking of. I can feel your sexy body and your dirty little touch. Shake you in my arms.
Cherry Phillips, and it is, of course, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She's with us today talking about her music, and tell us a little bit about your musical influences.
Well, I was really fortunate. My mom was really into music, and so I got really exposed to a lot of different genres. The ones that stick out the most are, you know, Janis Joplin. Once I heard her songs, I was just blown away by the passion and her raw intensity. I just loved it. It just was really resonated with me. And so she is the big one. And then Carole King's Tapestry album was, as a writer, you know, something that really inspired me. And then, you know, the soulfulness of Ray Charles and Bob Seger and, you know, all those 70s rock guys and gals, but the band Heart. I loved the ability. She and Pat Benatar both, they could sing anything, you know. They could sing opera if they wanted to, but they were singing rock, and it was really nice to hear how they translated that. And I think that influenced me quite a bit.
We've got Cherry Phillips joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. How exactly do we get in touch with you online besides your website?
I'm on Facebook. That's a great way to get a hold of me, Facebook. And I'm on, Reverb Nation. And you can buy my music on CD Baby and iTunes and Amazon. My website's a great way to contact me. All that information's on there, sherryphillipsmusic.com. That's the best way.
Cherry Phillips with us today. As an artist, how would you define success?
I think really if people are moved by you and, you know, you can have an effect on someone's life, even if it's one person or, you know, 10,000 people. If what I do, if the way I emote or, you know, interpret a song help someone feel supported or helps them access their own emotions. I think that's pretty awesome.
Sherry Phillips with us today. Tell us about Reverend Lee. We're going to play that track here in a few moments.
That's like my favorite song. That song sort of encompasses all of the different ways I love to sing and interpret and emote. It was an actual, Roberta Flack did it on an album, I think early 70s. And it was very obscure, and I kind of dug it out of the, you know, the ashes and put my own spin on it. And I recorded that song with my band Hangman's Daughter, and that was always a crowd favorite. You know, ended most shows with it, and I still do it today because it's just raw and sexy, and I just get to go off on it, and I love it.
We're going to play that right now. It's Reverend Lee, and it's Sherry Phillips here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Water. It is Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We've got Sherry Phillips with us today here on the program. And Sherry, let's talk a little bit more about the music here. What do you attribute to your drive as an artist?
Let's see. A couple things at this point in my life. Like I mentioned earlier, just that it's always been my medicine, so in that way it's kind of a selfish thing. I use it for my, you know, it's my soul work. I love it. And then I have a 4-year-old daughter now, and I want to be a model for her that you never stop doing that which makes your soul burn and sing and, you know, brings you to life in a way that, you know, when I sing, I know that that is what I'm supposed to be doing. That's part of what I'm supposed to be doing, and it feeds me. For sure.
We've got Sherry Phillips with us today here on the program. If you had to think of a slogan that could leave a positive impact for everyone, what would your slogan be?
Oh, you're good. Let's see. Always be yourself, because you're the only one who can be.
Good stuff, good stuff. We've got Sherry Phillips with us today here on BGE. Tell us about Sundown. We're going to play that here in a few moments.
That was so much fun. That was actually just, that came out of a, you know, jam session, just literally messing around. Started playing that tune, and we found that groove and that version, and it was like, that's cool, let's record that. And so gotten great response from that. It's Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown. It's so much fun. I love it.
Well, we're going to play Sundown. We'll be back here in a few moments to wrap it up with Sherry Phillips here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Losing again.
Cherry Phillips with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy as we wrap it up here this week. Cherry, give us some wrap-up of some thoughts and different things of your music here.
I would just say this last album that I've done, I really, it's my favorite probably out of all of them, just because it's, you know, there's a Barbara Streisand song on there, and there's a Jimi Hendrix song, and a Janis Joplin song, and then some originals, some live tracks. It's just eclectic, like I am, and, you know, I'm just really proud of it. I feel like it's the funnest album I've done, and the one that took the least amount of effort. And I really, when I put it together, I didn't really think about anything but what I'm enjoying and what I think the fans will enjoy. So,
Cherry Phillips.
To go out and buy my stuff.
Well, Cherry, thanks for being with us. Appreciate the time, and thanks for being with us this week here on BGE. Appreciate it.
Thank you, James. Take care.
Definitely. Talk to you soon. Cherry Phillips with us today, wrapping it up here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.